We exist to make a positive impact in people's lives.
We exist.
We exist to make a positive impact
in people's lives.
We exist to make a positive impact in people's lives. This is the Lansing Positive Impact Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the June 2024 episode of the Positive Impact Podcast. I am your host, Lansing Communications Manager Wes McElroy. Last Thursday, the Lansing Foundation announced their annual initiative, inviting associates and branches to find a way to make each day better with Summer of Service. Summer of Service is an opportunity for associates to make a positive impact by going out into their communities. Local chapters of national charities and local charities such as food banks, after-school or back-to-school programs, and local parks need volunteers, especially during the summer months. This podcast will take a look at some associates organizing events to make a positive impact on others, and the positive impact it's made on them. Maybe along the way, inspire a few ideas for you and your branch in this summer of service. Take, for example, Seattle branch manager Amber Riverman, who recently worked with a longtime customer who was looking to transport some donated James Hardy product for a Habitat for Humanity build. Riverman assisted on that request and took it another step forward as she and members of the Seattle team volunteered on the build.
It was awesome. Like I said, we arranged a day so that I could have one of my inside guys, he came, and then also one of my warehouse associates as well. We showed up that morning. The job site was super organized. They supplied us with all of the tools. They had gloves and hard hats and glasses and everything that we needed. There's two project managers that were there on site to help train us. And then our task for that day was to prep all of the window openings for install for later that day. So the project managers, they were all previous contractors. They kind of walked us around, showed us exactly how to do it. And then they kind of sent us on our way, and they were watching in the background to make sure that, you know, we did everything right. So it was awesome.
For Amber and a few Seattle associates, it was an opportunity to humanize the products in their branch, to see how those products help build a home.
It was exactly that, connecting the dots, because it's something that we sell and we almost don't think about every day when we sell it. And it is literally just a roll of flashing tape. But knowing that that is something that puts a house together and seeing how to use it, it just really kind of brought it all full circle for us, because it's something that my warehouse associate, he pulls every day for customers. It's something that my inside guy, he keys it every day. It's something I quote out all the time. So seeing it all come together, I think was just, it just really did help connect the dots, and it, I don't know, it was just an awesome, awesome experience for all of us.
Amber, what's the feeling as you walk away from that day, knowing it was a small part, but knowing that you helped in build a family a home?
Just makes you feel like you did something bigger than yourself. It's something that's going to be there forever. Someone's going to, you know, make memories there. You know, I'm really fortunate. I have a home, and so knowing that someone else is going to get to have that same experience, really warms your heart.
Amber Riverman also noted her experience at this year's national meetings. For a second year, the Lansing Foundation organized a community service project as part of the national meetings. Associates gathered to build playsets and playhouses for Rock Solid, an organization whose mission is to build hope for every child and family fighting pediatric cancer. Here is their chief play officer, Eric Newman.
The way that Rock Solid Foundation and Lansing's mission collide together is from the moment that I met Hunter all the way to the receptionist when I went in to speak to the foundation board. Everybody's synchronized, moving in the right direction, and you can just tell that they have a purpose. And again, impacting people. A lot of people say that they like to impact, they like to change lives, but Lansing, it really does. Talk is cheap, but you all are able to like put your money where your mouth is, and y'all actually live out your mission statement. And it's very rare to see that in organizations. So as soon as Rock Solid met Lansing, we knew that it was a perfect fit, because our job is to love and serve the cancer community, and your job is to impact people. And that's why it fits so well.
Over the course of two national meetings, Lansing associates constructed 4 playsets and 8 playhouses. And in those meetings, a playset was presented to a child fighting cancer and their family. In the months since those national meetings, Foundation Advisory Board President April Smith has noticed the impact those moments made on associates and how they took it back to their branches.
I think we've seen a lot more associate engagement since we've done Rock Solid at the national meetings. I think it's given a lot more people an opportunity to just get hands-on and, you know, be able to participate, but also see like the impact that that's having on someone else. Because this past national meeting, we were actually able to present playhouses and play sets to specific families. And so when you're able to see that and the impact that it's actually making, I think it helps us to dive a little bit deeper and get people more excited and engaged and wanting to like help where they can.
One associate inspired by the national meetings was Braintree outside sales associate Alyssa Martin, who reached out to colleague and friend Deanna Hurd of West Bridgewater about setting up an event between branches. Together, they recently co-organized a Lansing Foundation event with the Massachusetts Audubon Society, a nonprofit organization that works to conserve land, wildlife, and climate for people and nature. Hurd and Martin organized a two-day event, which allowed associates to volunteer, but also no branches to go understaffed. Associates came together to do a cleanup and build on an all-persons trail. An all-persons trail is designed to be handicap and wheelchair accessible, featuring handrails, braille features, audio tour stops, wildlife viewing boardwalks and platforms, and multi-use seating for all persons. Lansing associates pulled weeds, they moved dirt, and hauled and spread crushed gravel. West Bridgewater's Deanna Hurd.
It was definitely physically intense. You know, like we went up and down on the first pass, like basically pulling out all the stuff that was on the old trail. Yeah, we had a few people just run wheelbarrows back and forth while the rest of us were like shoveling and raking and smoothing everything out and getting it where it needed to be. It was good.
Hurd noticed the hard work had a heartwarming effect on those associates who volunteered. And the project hit home, especially for one associate.
So there's along the side of the trail, there was like a rope railing and it had these random blocks of wood in different shapes on it. For blind people going down the trail, like if they get to the rectangle block, they know that there's a bench on the other side. If it was like a square or a circle, there was a braille tablet above that had some like information about different plants or wildlife in the area, you know, like the little informational things you see through those types of places. And so when they were going through that, one of our volunteers from here in West Bridgewater, you could like tell like it really meant a lot to him at that moment, because he's like told us, he was like, you know, my mother was blind and like I think having something like this would have been so cool if I could have taken her to it, like, and having it be accessible. And like you could see like it really like got him to, you know, it touched him.
As you listen to this podcast, you may be thinking of an idea for summer of service or how to use your volunteer hours. More on that coming up. Maybe you're thinking of something that is personal to you. For Chicago South branch manager Matt Kaufman, he and the branch volunteered at Feed My Starving Children, an organization that believes hope starts with food.
I chose this one because we used to volunteer there with my community youth group and my church back when I was younger. My mom was actually the president of our community youth group, so she used to be the one that set it up. So it was kind of cool as me. It held a special place in my heart to be able to grab my team together and organize a event that I was familiar with, that I had been, you know, volunteered at in the past. And now I was the one that got to gather together my team to get over there and make a difference and help in a positive way.
Kaufman and the team were tasked with packing food boxes. But Matt added he knew beforehand a little something about the volunteer process of Feed My Starving Children, one that would get the team's competitive juices starting to flow.
You know, each table is basically a country. So, you know, let's say we were Uganda, and every country is then pitted against each other table to see who can pack the most boxes. So not only are you there to, you know, help and get involved and volunteer, but you also have that challenge aspect of, you know, us in this environment, you know, high salespeople, inside sales, outside sales, warehouse associates, everyone getting in and obviously trying to work together as a team to beat everybody else in the building.
What they realized afterwards was just how big of an impact they had made.
After you're finished and you've cleaned up all your stations, they bring you back into the conference room and they pull up a screenshot of what you've done today, essentially. And that was a really cool, empowering moment for myself and my team. And, you know, for the meals that not only my team packed, but everybody who was there volunteering in that session, we were able to feed 214 children for 2 years. So just in a 2-hour time period. I mean, that just is crazy to be able to give back that much. And, you know, we just showed up to help, but it makes a huge positive impact on 214 other lives that we may never get to see or meet or anything, but know that they're not going to go hungry for another year. So that was pretty cool.
Foundation Advisory Board Vice President Keela Walker recommended Matt Kaufman to be on this podcast. She noted what the Chicago South Branch did was a great example of reminding associates that just spending a few short hours volunteering can have a long and lasting impact. It's something she knows from experience.
A couple hours of your time goes a long way, and I think people get so wrapped up in doing something big that they forget that it's the small moments, like the interactions that you have with people sometimes when doing service events, that really mean the most. When we did our human resources summer servant event last year at Doorways, and we served dinner to families or to spouses or loved ones, that either way, they had a loved one in the hospital who was undergoing some type of treatment, and Doorways provides them a temporary home and meals while they're waiting for their loved ones to either undergo like chemo treatments, cancer treatments, organ transplants, other type of injuries. I, you know, served a lady a dinner, and she grabbed my hand afterwards, and she was like, "You're the first person outside of a doctor that's said something really nice to me or has just had a conversation with me in 3 weeks. And I just really appreciate the fact that you did that." So making a positive impact, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It can be those small moments where you're just helping someone in need and reminding them that there's people out there who care.
In concluding this podcast, how to make a positive impact and why. First, the how. Talk to your manager. Address it with your team. Decide on an organization for summer of service. And remember, as a Lansing associate, you have 16 paid volunteer hours. Here again is Lansing Foundation Advisory Board President April Smith.
Our volunteer hours came actually from Great Place to Work survey, and it was an opportunity to really encourage our associates to get more involved in their own communities, using their time and their talents to make that positive impact. And when I think about volunteer hours, it's a little bit more personal, right? So there might be an organization that you want to help that's local. I've had that experience actually locally. There's an organization I've been wanting to help for years, but their volunteer hours are during the day. And so it's an opportunity to use those hours during work hours to go and support their cause. And so some different ways you can get involved. There's so many opportunities out there, but we recently had an associate that donated their time to doing at the D-Day Memorial actually up in Bedford recently last week. And then we've had other associates that have donated time for other things where like Special Olympics or Ronald McDonald House or whatever it is. There's so many opportunities out there in our communities.
To learn more about using your volunteer hours, please connect with your manager. Now, as for the why volunteer? Why get involved? Here again is Seattle branch manager, Amber Riverman.
You know, we have an opportunity to make a positive impact. We have the opportunity to do something and give back. And so I think just don't let that opportunity slip away. Definitely take the time to do it. I'd say go and research, all of the opportunities that are out there. There's so many different organizations that you can get involved in. And I just think that, you know, we work for a company that truly values giving back and truly wants to make a positive impact in the lives of others. And so being able to do that, you know, have the company, they don't just say it, they actually mean it, and they want you to do something with it. So we made that first step, and this was the first one that we did, and it's going to be the first of many for us.
For West Bridgewater's Deanna Hurd, earlier she mentioned the effect volunteering had on those West Bridgewater and Braintree associates. She also noticed, upon returning to the branch, the after effect.
You really do see it gets contagious when you do this stuff, and I feel like sometimes people feel like there's a lot going on in the world that can be like a little overwhelming, and you're just like, I'm just one person, like, what am I going to do? But I know in my experience, like, jumping in and just doing small things that like I can manage and I'm capable of, but they still like make the day better or they help somebody, does make a difference, especially because it does catch on and then it grows. And then like those sorts of things really turn into like big change, you know? And yeah, just try to leave everything better than when you got there.
For more information on Summer of Service or the Lansing Foundation, please visit the homepage of Lansing Hub. You can also learn more about participating in building a playhouse for Rock Solid, as well as contact information for the Lansing Foundation Advisory Board. And please remember to share your Summer of Service stories by posting a picture on the Family Room or emailing lfab@lansingbp.com. That's lfab@lansingbp.com. Thank you to April Smith, Keila Walker, Matt Kaufman, Amber Riverman, and Deanna Hurd. And thank you for taking the time to listen. I'm Wes McElroy, and this has been the Positive Impact Podcast.